I am Filipino. I am a star in space. I am a Taurus. I am a schoolboy. I am a singer. I am loud. I am a procrastinator. And I am tired. My new piece, Exploring the New World. 8 years ago, a Christmas party was starting in a classroom. The lingering smell of food filled the air, and the sounds of chattering of kids surrounded the room. Giggles here and there, and the sound of boards creaking on the door as children ran. Students, attention please. Everyone twists their heads to the front of the room, wondering what could have happened. I have a sad announcement to make. The kids wonder, and so do I. Sadly, a student of ours has to leave. We all make a sound, a peep, or some say, huh? I wonder who would it be. Knowing everyone and being my friends with everyone, it would hurt to see a classmate go. The journeys I made with them were unforgettable. Kurt, please come to the front. Shocked to hear my name being called surprised me more than anything. I calmly walked in front of the room and faced my classmate who had just sat down. I stared blankly into the room, wondering what to do. Can all of you please form a line to hug Kurt? A line formed, and one by one, they started to hug me. It has been 8 years since, and the cultures and trends in Australia have finally settled on me. Well, it settled a long time ago, but as more years go by, the yearning and wanting of going back home, the Philippines, grows stronger. But during my life in Australia, it has nothing but surprises that catch me around the corner every single time. I remember 7 years ago, stepping out of the airport. The salty winds tingled my nose, the sunset started to say its final partings before the starry night engulfed us. Is it weird to say I felt out of place? Surely not. What made my feeling worse was the sudden realization that I could never see my friends again. But in those sudden realizations, I look in awe at the starry night. The stars each shone brightly, twinkling in their own time and movements. But the question I like to ask is, I wonder, what makes a star unique? I had settled in a month, still trying to understand Australian culture. My parents had told me that I was going to start school, which made me wonder what was going to happen. Was I going to be an outcast because of my culture, or was I going to be accepted? Does acceptance actually matter? Yes. It shows that you are part of a community, a relationship even, being accepted as an individual. 7 years ago, I started out at my first Australian school, not knowing what people would say about me. What would be the reaction to my culture? I took multiple steps and my shoes clacked along the concrete floor, each step making it scarier, with the breeze going along my short hair. I reached my classroom and felt the cold round tip of the doorknob. I opened the door and smiled. Moments after, I was greeted with everyone staring at me. I walked to the front of the room and my teacher introduced me to the class. Shall we welcome our new student, Kurt? They opened with a nice greeting. Good morning, Kurt, and may God bless you, in a happy tune. My smile bloomed like a flower in spring. I sat down and talked to my first ever friends. Oh, how years have flown, each going as quickly as it arrives. And now look where I have landed, from a clueless and confused little boy just arriving trying to explore the new world, to now an even bigger boy exploring his next chapter in life. Wherever life takes me, I'm excited to meet it.